You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn!
We welcome Dr. G. Zhang, who is leading a new project at Auckland University's Department of Ophthalmology. Your research is looking at tackling a major eye problem that can lead to blindness. Good morning.
Good morning, Hannah.
How are you this morning?
Very good, thank you.
That's good. I kind of wanted to start off with you just simply explaining to us what your research is and what you're specifically looking at.
Okay, so as a team, we are looking at regenerating and repairing the cornea. So the cornea is this clear window at the front of our eyes. Mm-hmm. So diseases of the cornea can lead to it becoming opaque, and we start to lose vision. And if it's serious enough, it can lead to blindness. So as a group, we are looking at ways to repair and regenerate the diseased cornea. And so the project that I'm going to start doing is about investigating the potential of some adult stem cells that were recently found in the periphery of the eye, to see whether they can give rise to more cells and replace those lost in disease. So the aim is to try to see if they have potential for corneal endothelial transplants.
And do you think that they do have potential?
We have to do the work before we can say that. Yeah.
So you were talking about how you will be investigating a certain type of adult stem cell, and you said how it was discovered in the area of the cornea called the transition zone. Can you tell us a little bit about the transition zone and its importance?
So the transition zone is actually just right underneath the margin of your white of the eye, mm-hmm. And the clear bit of the eye. So it's an area where people have found cells that express stem cell markers. So it's located right between the periphery of your cornea and the trabecular meshwork, which which drains aqueous humor from the eye.
Wow. How did you get into becoming interested in eyes and ophthalmology?
Well, it's mainly because I did my PhD in the department, mm-hmm. Although I wasn't working on an eye project at that time. When I graduated, I got the opportunity to get into some eye work. That's how I started.
And are the people that are within your team, are they students or are they at the same level that you are?
So obviously I've got bosses.
Yeah.
So they are clinician scientists. So they work in the hospital like about half the time, and then they do research the other half of the time.
Mm.
And then we've got PhD students, technicians working with us as well. Then they will be bachelor or master's graduates.
So there's a collection of different people from all different types of kind of expertise. How do you begin this research? Where do you start?
Well, we will first try to use a laboratory model, mm-hmm. To see if these cells can actually multiply and divide to give rise to more daughter cells in culture. And then we can decide later on whether we want to transplant these cells to see if they can.
How do you transplant cells?
First of all, currently the only treatment for end-stage corneal endothelial diseases is by corneal transplantation already. So it's either with a full-thickness corneal graft or a partial-thickness endothelial graft. So that's already been done in humans.
Wow.
So in the future, we are looking to just use a piece of the transition zone to see if we can generate enough endothelium just from this one piece of transition zone.
Wow, so it's quite exciting. Are you really excited to be kind of doing this research? Yeah. And how common are cornea transplants? Are they a big thing? Or
So each year in New Zealand, there are about 250 corneal transplants. About a third of these are partial thickness endothelial transplants.
Mm. And what is this going to mean for people who have eye problems that are related to the cornea if you guys do discover some new things?
So at the moment, the main rate limiting step for corneal transplantation is the supply of donor tissue. So in the future, if this is successful, potentially one donor cornea can be used for several transplants.
Wow.
So that could greatly increase the efficiency.
Yeah, definitely.
Transplant.
Because at the moment, it's the cornea, is it usually taken from like somebody that's passed?
Yes,
or
yes, yeah, from deceased.
Yeah.
Wow. Donors.
Cool. It sounds like an absolutely awesome project. Thank you, Zhi, for popping in this morning. When do you when do you start researching?
We've just started last month. Yes.
And how's it going so far?
I think it's pretty good. It's very exciting. There are challenges, but there are always challenges at the beginning of any project. Yeah, so it's exciting to be problem solving the way.
Yeah, definitely. You must have to fight through many barriers.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming in this morning and discussing your research, and I wish you all the best, and I hope that you have a really good outcome.
Thanks, Hannah.
Thank you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.